feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing
I feel it now. It is all around me. I feel. What I feel? This love. The silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arm. How they surround me. They sing the beauty of my life. It will last forever. This love. It will never fade away, this love. I close my eyes. It takes me over. A memory deep down in my soul. And safe from harm to be beside you. A light will shine upon the world. It will last forever, this love. It will never fade away, this love. Never cause me pain, this love. Spiritual love, the divine love, the love for God. The poet says, I feel it now, I am feeling this love now, and this love is all around me. It is an encompassing love, it surrounds me. This love is like a silent voice. I can't deny, I can't say it is not there. Just because it is silent, it is the speechless voice, it is the wordless voice. Love is the wordless emotion. So you feel it, it is around you. You hear it, it is a silent voice. A mother's arms. This love is like the arms of the mother. It is surrounding me. They sing the beauty of my life. It is the voice, it is the melody, it is the music. It sings the beauty of my life. It will last forever. This is Avinashi. This is imperishable love. This is eternal love. Indestructible. It will never, never fade away. It will stay forever. This love will never cause me pain. The worldly love is selfish. The spiritual love is selfless. Niswarth. This love is like a magnet that pulls you. I close my eyes, it takes me over. A memory deep down in my soul. The moment I close my eyes, this love takes me within myself. There's a memory deep down in me. And it is the love that keeps me safe when I am beside you. When I am in your protection, when I am under your canopy, a light will shine upon the world and a new light will enter the world. When I am in such a powerful stage with you, under your protection, a light will shine upon the world. This love, it will last forever. This love, it will never fade away. This love, it will never cause me pain. This love, this love, this love. So today's Avyakta Murli. Yesterday, Baba was meeting Nairobi, Mauritius, Dubai, UK, Lagos, Zambia, South Africa and Bharatvasis. We'll continue the same meet. So Baba is saying, so is it difficult to forget or difficult to remember? What is difficult for Pandavas? Sometimes you find it difficult to remember, Baba. The love of all of you makes you forget everything else and makes you move forward. So this love for God, what it does? It makes you move forward and it makes you forget everything. All of you have passed in the subject of love. Subject of love. Subject of yoga. Subject of gyan. Subject of service. Subject of dharana. Subject of purity. Subject of tapasya. So many subjects we have in this school. This is godly university where you have got so many subjects. We are not sure about other subjects, but Baba is saying you have already passed. Which is the easiest subject? Subject of love. Because if you are asked, do you love God? Everybody says that, yes, I love too much. More than anybody else. The love of all of you makes you forget everything else. Love does what? When you are in love, what happens? You forget the world. You become wrapped, the lean, lost in love. All of you have passed in the subject of love. Would any one of you say that you don't have love or only a little love? No, you wouldn't. All of you would say that your love for Baba is the greatest. What do you say? Your love for Baba is the greatest. It is the attraction of love that enables you to reach here. It is the attraction of love. If you have booked a ticket of love, it is not possible that you cannot get a ticket on the plane. So book the ticket of love. This is a new ticket. If you book this ticket, definitely you will get a ticket for a plane. There is always something of your own mixed. Perhaps I will get a ticket, perhaps not. I don't know whether I will get or not. The feeling of I don't know in the intellect makes your ticket get booked in somebody else's name. If you have these thoughts, I don't know whether I'll reach Madhuban or not. I don't know whether I'll get ticket or not. If you have these thoughts, your ticket will get booked in somebody's name. You have reached here safely, have you not? People of the world say that it is very difficult and you say that it is very easy. So by saying this, it is very easy. It is easy. It has become easy. Has it not? So this is the Avyakta Murli of 13th February 1992. Subject of love. What is love? What is love? Deep attachment. What is love? So it's a feeling. Okay. What else? It's an emotion. It's a vibration. What else? It's an energy. What else? Baba says you all are passed in the subject of love. If you get the ticket of love, that ticket automatically you will get. And everybody says that my love for father is the greatest. But is it so? And if you love, the things become easy. So what is love? One thing to understand about love is that love is not towards somebody. When I say that I love you, there's something wrong there. Love is not towards a particular person. Love is the energy. Love is the vibration. It radiates. When I say that I love you, the frustration will start. Because then I start expecting something from you. I want you to love me also. If I love you. It is not loving to or love to. It is be loving. And when I am loving, this love is for everyone. This love radiates. Love is like sun. It radiates. Love is radiation. Love is vibration. Love is vibes. Love is energy that flows. And it cannot stay and stagnated at one place. It moves. Love is movement. Love is energy. Love is flux. Love is like river. It goes. It's in search of the ocean. Love is the river. The river of love is searching the ocean of love. So, wherever it will go, it will give life and nourishment to the adjacent areas, fields, the farms, the trees, and everything around it. Love is the greatest force in the world. The silent force. The song says, it's a silent voice I cannot deny. It's a mother's arm. It protects me. It lasts forever. It will never fade away. It will never go away. It will never get destroyed. Because love is an intrinsic quality which is within you. It has nothing to do with outside anybody. It is not about I love you and you love me. It is my internal quality. It is like breath. It is like breathing. When I am breathing for myself. I am not breathing for anybody. In the similar manner, love is breath of life. So a lot of analogies can be given. Love is this, love is that. Love is pure energy. And when that pure energy flows in the system, that is real brahmacharya. Love is purity. Love is pure energy. Celibacy, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is not about celibacy. Brahmacharya is not about married or not married. There are people who are married and brahmacharis. There are people who are unmarried and yet not brahmachari. Brahmacharya is energy. Brahmacharya means conservation of energy. When I talk too much, I break the principle of brahmacharya. Love is not about, brahmacharya is not about any sensual conduct or disconduct. It's all about energy. If I become angry, I break the principle of brahmacharya. If there is a wave of jealousy within me, I break the jealous principle of brahmacharya. So brahmacharya is not just celibacy, but it is complete purity. And complete purity is nothing but energy. And energy is nothing but love. So in that manner, love is brahmacharya. Love is energy. Love is purity. So it means purity and love are one and the same thing. But pure love. In today's world, there is no love. It is a lust and they call it love. So it is the perverted and the distorted form of love is present in today's society. And they keep on calling that love, that perverted form, as love, but it is not love. Love is purity itself. Love is truth. Love is the very nature of God. Baba says, I am the purifier. I have come to take you to the pure world. This is impure world. This is old world. This is old body. Forget in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, forget world, old body. Don't remember old body. Don't remember this old world. Remember new world, which is the pure world, which I have come to establish. I have come to give you the unlimited inheritance of heaven, which is to come, which is about to come. And the soul has become impure. Soul has become impure. So the love which was there in golden age and silver age has degraded and has become lust in copper age and in iron age. The souls have become tamopradhan. So love is the satopradhan nature of the soul. Now I have a question for you. What is the cause of degradation of soul? Why soul has become impure? You have to answer it. First, is it the 84 birth which has made soul impure, or is it the vices which have made the soul impure? What is the reason? It is the rebirth which is responsible for impurity of the soul, or it is the entry of vices which is responsible for? Why? In today's Sakar Murli, Baba has said, soul has taken 84 birth and that is why soul has become impure. So it is the act of rebirth which has made soul impure, or it is the entry of vices which have made soul impure? What is the answer? What is reason for degradation, decay, degeneration of soul? 84 births, rebirth is responsible for degradation, or vices are responsible for degradation? Imagine if there are no vices and soul is just taking rebirth. So will it become degraded? Yes. In golden age, there are no vices. Yet, the first birth, imagine the first hour of the first birth of first day of golden age. You have just entered one hour. You are the first soul on this earth. It is just 1 hour. The Srishti, the world has just started. It is the first hour, the first sunrise. Everything is just new, or you are at 12 noon. Just the first day of the golden age. The Srishti, the world is just to begin. It has just started. So now this stage of yours and the next day, the second day of golden age, is there a difference? Your mobile has put for charging, 100% charged. You are removed from the charger. Now you see you are so happy when you see 100% charging. But after 1 hour you see it is 99. After another hour you see it is 98. By evening you see it is 72. And by night you see it is 40. And after some time it is beeping and gasping, about to die. So this, and when you don't find your charger, you are most restless, as if you are about to die. So just the act of rebirth makes the soul impure. Forget vices. Vices entered in silver age, but the first birth of golden age and the last birth here is silver age. Silver Age, last of Silver Age. There is a lot of difference. Baba says degrees, 16 degree and 14 degrees, and maybe it is 13 or 12 degrees, and it is going down and down. So, just as the mobile cell phone from 100, it the moment you disconnect from the charger, it will start discharging. The moment the soul comes down on earth, right from first minute, from disconnection from supreme abode, the discharge starts. The discharge starts. And if you call this discharge Ravan, the entry of Ravan is right from golden age, from the day one. Though souls will not become vicious because souls are very powerful. That's why we don't say that Ravan enters on day one of golden age. But if Ravan is imperfection, then the imperfection starts from day one. So it is the rebirth which is responsible for degradation. Yes, but when the vices attacked from copper age, the degradation takes place in a faster manner. It very fast recharges. When you have so many apps on, your internet is on, your Bluetooth is on, you are working on, you are watching this video. So now, till now, you are just disconnected from mobile charger. It was discharging very, very slowly. It was just kept like this on the table. And you forgot to take your mobile. By afternoon, you come and you hold your mobile. Now you start seeing this app, that app, this, that. And by within 3-4 hours, the discharge is faster. So here, from copper age, the discharge happens very fast. And by the time you reach evening, the discharge is much, much faster. So this mobile explains the soul's condition. So it is a rebirth. So, we were talking about love. Love is energy. Love is vibration. Love is music. Love is the melody. Love is the fragrance. Love is the power. The greatest power. Love is the it radiates from the soul. It is the radiation. It is the pure vibes. So, love is not towards any person. When I say I love you, the frustration starts. Love is the energy. It is not the act of loving someone. It is the act of being loving. So when love is not noun, it is verb. It is not love, it is loving. It is kriya. It is doing something. It is the act, it is verb. It's happening all the time. So even when I am sitting, it is not that I am not loving. When the love is within me, the love is flowing out. The love is for everyone then. The love is for the birds, the love is for the moon, the love is for the rains. The 2 days were storms. So did you enjoy the storm? What was the enjoyment? Some people are very disturbed. They don't like rains. But you should love rain. You should love every drop of the rain. What the rain has done to the Abu? What rain has done? Rain has purified the entire atmosphere. The total purification of the atmosphere has happened. Look at how the birds are singing now, how the trees are swinging now, how every flower, every leaf is so fresh. The atmosphere is so pure. The atmosphere, the entire atmosphere has been purified. The soot, the dust, the dirt, the filth in the nature, in the air is gone. The total vibrations have changed. There is a humidity in the atmosphere. There is a cool atmosphere now. So thanks to the rain which came and left. So you feel more energy. The more the rain, the purer the air. The higher the places you reside, the purer the air. On mountains, the airs are pure. The lesser the population, the purer the air. The lesser the traffic, the purer the air. The lesser the factories, the purer the air. The more the trees, the purer the air. The lesser the trees, the less pure is the air. So reside in those places which are on mountains. The more the water, the purer the air. The more the rivers, streams and lakes, the purer the air. The lesser the population, the purer. The prefer to go in those places where there is a less population, more trees, where there are mountains, where there are continuous rains, the areas are very pure. Where there is a snow, the air is very pure. So these are the places where you get purified energy, pure air. And air is not just, air contains nitrogen. You take the nitrogen and straight away nitrogen goes in the systems and forms the protein. The protein of the food never forms the protein of the system. It is the real protein comes from this nitrogen, which is 78% in the air. So, and not just this, there are ionized iron. When it is not just the oxygen, but the ozone layer increases in this system. And COVID-19 has taught one most important lesson to the world. Which is that lesson? Stomach is less important. Lungs are more important. The virus has not attacked the stomach. Had it attacked the stomach, the persons would not have died. And people would have provided so much food, even if they had died, if they are on the verge of dying. But it attacked the lungs. And there is a dearth, there is a scarcity of oxygen. So why not to take, inhale oxygen, ozone, from such purified atmosphere which is around. So love is to love everything. Love is to love the nature, the climate, the rains, the birds, the moon, the sky, the stars, everything around you. Because in next Sunday's Murli Baba said, when you love the seed of the tree, automatically you water every leaf. You start loving everything. Then your love is not towards one person. I love you and you love me. That's it. Such a selfish love is, I love everything. I love, the love becomes cosmic. The love becomes universal. The love radiates, the love flows, the love moves out. Love, it becomes like a cosmic micro dust. Spiritual love. Platonic love. Non-physical love. Imperishable love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So, is it difficult to forget or difficult to remember? What is difficult for the Pandavas? Sometime you find it difficult to remember Baba. The love of all of you makes you forget everything else, and makes you move forward. All of you have passed in the subject of love. Would any of you say that you don't have love or only a little love? No, you wouldn't. All of you would say that you are love, for Baba is the greatest. It is the attraction of love that enables you to reach here. If you have booked a ticket of love, it is not possible that you cannot get a ticket on the plane. There is always something of your own mixed. Perhaps I will get a ticket. Perhaps not. I don't know whether I will get there or not. The feeling of I don't know in the intellect makes their ticket get booked in someone else's name. You have reached here safely, have you not? People of the world say that it is very difficult, and you say that it is very easy. So, by saying that it is easy, it has become easy. Has it not? Avyakta Murli, 13 February 1992. Om Shanti.